Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
So Joseph had the means to understand that there was going to be a time and point where they would be slaves to Egypt, where they would need to get out, where they would be in bondage, and God would lead them out of there. And so what he tells them, when that happens, I want you to bring my bones with you out of there. When God allows you out of this land, into the land he promised, unto our fathers, bring my bones, bring my bones. And so that's why he has remained in a coffin in Egypt all this time. One of the things that you understand as a man in his position, second in charge in all of Egypt, just below Pharaoh, this coffin that they put him in wasn't just a wooden box. This coffin would have been very fine. It would have been eloquent. It probably was decked out in gold, probably gold lined inside and outside, probably had jewels on it. This was a great, probably very extraordinary piece of work that his body is in, his bones are in. And so it's laying there in Egypt. Turn to Exodus chapter 13 real quick, and let's look at something. Exodus 13, starting with verse 17. It says, "And it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt." Look at verse 19. "And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him. For he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones away hence with you. And they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people." Despite the fact that approximately 400 years has passed since Joseph has been laid in a coffin and his bones have laid there for all these years, despite all that, despite the fact that the children of Israel had to rise up quickly in the middle of the night in escape from Pharaoh, despite the fact that they had ran across the wilderness to the Red Sea, God parted the Red Sea, they crossed over on dry ground, and then he closed the Red Sea back up across the chariots of Pharaoh, despite their haste to get there, they remembered Joseph's bones. They stopped and picked up. It says Moses took the bones of Joseph with him. I don't believe he opened the casket and got a sack and put his bones in them and threw them over his back. I believe that they took that casket and they picked it up and they carried it with them, despite having to leave all these other things behind that they had in their homes. I mean, they had to leave quickly, but yet they remembered Joseph's bones and brought them out of Egypt just as he asked. Friends, that is a miracle in itself. How many of us, let me ask you this question, how many of us would be remembered 400 years from now, let alone something that we requested 400 years ago? How many in here do you think somebody will know who you were and would pay that much attention to your last words, your dying words? Keep in mind that at the time Joseph made the request, the children of Israel were not even in bondage. And so they were living freely in that land of Egypt. They could have come and went as they pleased. Joseph knew, though, that that day would come when they would be let out, and he wanted his bones brought with them to the land that God promised. Now, look back in our opening text, Hebrews 11 and 22. "By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel, and gave commandment concerning his bones." Do you realize that all through the Bible we are told about the unfaithfulness of the children of Israel? We're talked about, the Bible calls them stiff-necked people. We're told about how they disobey God time and time again. We're told how they bowed down to false idols. We're told how they worshiped the gods of the pagan nations that they were around. We're told how they did everything in their power to go against God all the time. They are a stiff-necked people, just like the Bible said. And over and over and over, it's told about their disobedience. Yet this stiff-necked people faithfully watch over and remember Joseph's bones. A man that none of them even knew who he was. Why did they do that? Why were they so faithful to Joseph and his dying words? You ever wonder about it? Listen, friends, Joseph represents true faith in God. The man Joseph, the children of Israel could look back upon those in their past, their genealogy, and go down through the lines to the patriarchs. And sure, all of them is going to remember Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They'll always remember that. But these inhabitants of Egypt, the children of Israel living in Egypt, they remembered Joseph. It was important enough for them to remember to bring his bones with them. So no doubt over all these years, the story has been passed down from generation to generation. There was a man named Joseph. He was a good man. He wasn't from Egypt, but he lived here. He became the second highest in power just under Pharaoh. And no doubt his story was told. And you know, children, I can see parents telling their children this bedtime story as they're laying in their beds. Children, let me tell you about Joseph, one of your forefathers. You know, on his dying deathbed, you know what he said to us? And listen, you know we're slaves to Pharaoh, right? Well, on Joseph's dying deathbed, he didn't know we were going to be slaves, or he knew it, but we didn't know it. And this is what he said. Children, he said, take my bones hence with you when you leave here. And so all through the generations, they've kept this story going. They've kept up the history of Joseph. He represents true faith in God. Of all the men in the Bible, Joseph most closely typifies Christ than any other person you're going to find. I don't have time for it this morning, but there's around 25 comparisons you can have between Joseph and Christ. You can make that comparison between them, and you're going to see that he is a type of Christ. We'll do a wonderful study about that in a future time. But Joseph represents this true faith in God. He represents the relationship between God and man. He represents the promises of God. We sing about song a lot of times, standing on the promises of God. And there are many, many promises throughout the Bible that we can stand upon. That God promises us, if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that we can be saved. And I believe that thoroughly, and I stand on that promise. If I didn't believe that promise, I would not be here today preaching to you. There'd be no need for it if I didn't believe it. I believe every word in this Bible, in this, can I say it, King James Bible. I believe every word in here. I believe it's the inerrant word of God. So God has many promises, but one of those promises that is made in the Bible is he was going to give this land to the children of Israel. Joseph kept a hold of that promise. He could have forgot about it. I mean, it didn't look like it was ever going to happen. He was living in Egypt. In fact, all of his family had moved to Egypt because of the famine. And so it didn't look like God was going to keep his promise. But Joseph remembered the promise of God, and he said, God will keep his promise. So the children of Israel, when they look back at the man Joseph, they remember him as the man that knew about God's promise. He believed in the promise of God. He was a great man of, what did our Hebrew writer say? Faith. Why is he in the Faith Hall of Fame? Because of his great faith. And it seems to us, as we read that, by faith Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. Woo, big deal to us, right? It's a very big deal to God. God looked at that man and he said, he had such faith. Of all the men all through the history of the Bible, we see, and God looks at Joseph and says, that man had such great faith. He believed in the promise that I gave Abraham, Isaac, and his father Jacob. He believed it, and he passed it on to the children of Israel. And he mentioned his bones. You know, I asked the question earlier, how many of us would be remembered 400 years from now? Maybe I asked the wrong question. Maybe I should ask this instead. How many of us will our great faith be remembered 400 years from now? How about just 100 years from now? Will our great faith be remembered? Will it be known? Will anybody pass down our great faith to the next generation? Will your grandchildren carry on the stories of your great faith? I'm still hearing the stories about the great faith of my grandparents, of my grandfather, and the great faith that he had. And I still pass that on to my children. And no doubt they'll pass it on to their children. But what about you? What will they say about you 100 years from now? Was that a man of faith or not? Or will they even remember your name? Will they look through that website about genealogies and try to find where they came from, and they see your name and they read your name and they say, well, I don't know anything about that person. Never heard of them before. They must not have done very much. What kind of faith will you be remembered for? Will they talk about your faith just a few years from now? Let's take one last look at Joseph's bones and what become of them. We know he was embalmed and placed in a casket in Egypt. The Egyptians believed that this embalming process would allow you to relive if it ever came about. That by being embalmed, you were preserving your body and you could relive sometime in that same body. But this man, Joseph, was embalmed and he was placed in that casket. And you know what bodies do over 400 years, what they would do. They would decay, they would rot, everything would fall away, and nothing would be left except bones. But what happened to his bones? We know that Moses carried them out of Egypt. It's what we read about over there in Exodus chapter 13. He carried them out. We know the children of Israel kept up with them, probably carried around that elaborate casket everywhere they went. Remember, they carried an ark everywhere they went as well. I believe there were two arks being carried around. I believe one was the Ark of God, the Ark of the Covenant. The other was the Ark of Joseph's bones. But what? Let's take one last look. Look at Joshua chapter 24 and verse 29. Joshua chapter 24 and verse 29. And it's as if the Lord he's using the similar sequence of events. In the last book of Genesis, we see the death of Joseph and the promise and Joseph's bones. His request. In the last book in Joshua chapter 24, as Joshua dies, we see this mentioned again. Joshua 24 and 29. And it came to pass after these things that Joshua the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. Isn't that peculiar? 110 years old. Same as Joseph. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-serah, which is in the Mount Ephraim, on the north side of the hill of Gash. And Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that overlived Joshua and which had known all the works of the Lord that he had done for Israel. Look at verse 32. And the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, buried they in Shechem, in a parcel of ground which Jacob bought of the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of silver, and it became the inheritance of the children of Joseph. Just as Joseph requested, his bones were brought out of Egypt. They were carried across the dry Red Sea. They were taken through the wilderness for 40 years and kept up with. And they were brought over into the land which God had promised. And finally, as Joshua, the last of the great leaders, the last of those that remember all those promises of God, the last of those that God had brought out of Egypt's bondage, he takes those bones. They take those bones, and it's mentioned as he's on his deathbed, the bones of Joseph, which the children of Israel brought up out of Egypt, buried they in Shechem. Do you realize here in Shechem, a little over 400 years ago, Joseph's grandfather, Abraham, first came into the land of Canaan, and where did he stop? Shechem. Do you know where the first place was he built an altar? Shechem. Right here in this very place where Joseph is buried is where it all began, when Abraham entered in to the land of promise. And Joseph's bones are buried, just as he requested, in the land that the children of Israel was promised, in the promised land.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Babelay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.